Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to have you inside Saturday Nation. We're going to get right into it today. How about the shows yesterday, man? Part one, part two, three, and four of the Jerry Bologna interview. Blast from the past. Wild. If you didn't listen, you've got to go to February 4th, 2015. Four-part interview with Jerry Bologna from a couple of years ago. It got lost on my server. What happened was the end of December, beginning of 2014, so the end of 2013, beginning of 2014, I moved all of my podcasts from one server to the next. And I think we lost just about every one of them before 2013. So I went back, I saved the audio files, and I was like, wow, it was 2 years ago I met Jerry Bologna. And I was thinking about Jerry. He listened to podcasts. He was convicted of three murders one night in Buffalo, New York in 1973. And I spent 37 years in 17 different prisons throughout the state of New York. And boy, the stories that he told on that podcast were just crazy. And he wrote a book, Rising from the Ashes. And then, so Jerry and I connected because I called him off a Craigslist ad. He came over, helped me remove some junk from my house and stuff. And then a month later, this is the part I didn't really talk about, but just a little bit yesterday, Jerry died in his sleep. And I was like, that's no way. I mean, I'm literally looking at a message. I'm going to scroll down my iPhone right now. Jerry Bologna, March 8th, 2013. I still have his message, hope you can call me. And that was on March 8th. I'm looking at one before that, March 4th. Just wanted to make you aware that the fact on your counter interview stopped working. That's for our interview. I just looked at the number who listened to our interview, 57,347. Is that correct? Is that what you usually get? And he was all fired up, man, because he and I were going to go do some great things together. And then he died in his sleep. And boy, I'll tell you, it's not that you haven't had that happen with a loved one in your life or somebody that you know. But boy, I just, so many times we just say, boy, life is short. Bah, life is short. Bah. And yet we go about majoring in minor things. And nobody wants to, like Jerry squeezed the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube. He committed a heinous crime. I mean, it's unspeakable. And he talks about it being unspeakable. He knows he will never get the forgiveness of the families whose lives that he ruined forever. He paid his debt to society as what was given out to him. And for the last 5 years, he was trying to just find any work. Imagine, like he said in the interview, he applied for over 200 jobs, and it would always get to the part where, okay, we'll do a background check, and then, hello, you know? I mean, we're not talking about a traffic citation or a DWI. I mean, we're talking about, oh, you committed a triple murder? Yeah, here's your decline letter, you know, and when I do things every day, you know what gets me jacked up? Because a lot of people ask me and ask this question just in general, you know, how do you cure procrastination? And I don't know. I don't think you ever cure procrastination. And I don't care what anybody says. I think if they told you that they cure it, they're lying. All right. Now, what they do have is they've developed a system. Okay. And what they've done, for example, with procrastination is they've placed a sense of urgency on the task at hand, and they have envisioned the final outcome. All right. Why do you procrastinate losing 10 or 20 pounds? Because you know that first week at the gym is going to be hell. Okay. You know you're going to want to have that large cheese and pepperoni pizza. You know you won't be able to get home from work till 8 o'clock at night because you got to go to the gym and it's going to be crowded. And you place all of that stuff, all of those obstacles you put in the way. But what you don't envision is feeling lighter, having more energy, sleeping better at night, you know, being in better relationships, all of this stuff, you know. And if you focus on that and you focus on the outcome, procrastination doesn't become as much of an issue because you're not worried about the first step. You're thinking about the final step. Let me say that again. If you want to cure procrastination, and cure, let me say that, being defined as develop your own system, okay? You don't focus on the first step. You focus on the last step. And the last step is just in a window. So create a window, you know? Create a 30-day window. So in 30 days, I want to be at this weight. At 30 days, I want to have this many blog posts. At 30 days, I want to have this many audios or videos recorded. And just, and don't make it something so stupid you're not going to attain it. And don't make it something so simple. You know you could do it in a day if you really try. Just put a number out there that you want to do, if it's one a day. I mean, if you wrote one page of your book every day in a month, you'd have a 30-page ebook you could put out there and sell on Amazon or give it away for free as a lead generator, you know? But you focus on that first day and it becomes, ah, that's a pain in the ass. I got this. I got to drive my kids to volleyball. I got to go to this meeting. And then you start focusing on everything else. If you focus on, boy, 30 days on April 30th, I'm going to have 30 pages of my book done, or I would have lost 10 pounds or whatever it is. You know, or just go to the gym for 30 days and don't even put an amount of weight, you know. And when I was talking to Jerry, I started thinking about, here's a guy for 5 years, man. He got out of prison, and for 5 years he's been banging his head against the wall just to try to pay bills, taking any odd job he can get, driving down the street and having people run inside their homes and lock the door because he's this monster that killed three people 37 years ago. And everything that he had to live with, he still found a way to wake up and just do something. Just, he would put 2-3 times a day, he would put that ad on Craigslist. And when I, you know, when I try to build my business and I think about advertising, sometimes I think about Jerry. Like, oh, I got to have a guy on Fiverr do an image for me so I can put it up and draw some, you know, get a lead capture page and things like that. WWJD. What would Jerry do? Guys, let me shoot you straight, okay? Every day is Saturday is not a, it's a mindset, all right? It's not a circumstance. It's, what does it look like in your mind, you know? What does it look like? Like, procrastination to me looks like placing the pain of getting that first leg in front of the other versus looking 30 days, just that 30-day window. And when you operate in windows, you're done with 30 days. What's the next 60 look like? Because you know if you can run as fast as you can for 10 seconds, in 30 days, you're going to be able to run as fast as you can for 30 seconds because your body would have now adapted. So if you can knock out this project in 30 days, you can probably knock out 5 in 60 days. And then you raise that level, that goal. And for the next 60 days, you're going to do even more because now you know what to do. You're not fumbling, bumbling, stumbling all around trying to get it done. And all I can tell you is what I've done. Okay, it's not the right way. It's not the only way. It's the Sam Crowley way, man. It's what I've been doing for the past 10 years. But I wanted the pain of moving forward to be less than the pain of going back to my job. And it's always been that way for me. I've always said the zero-turn mower, right? Those of you that follow the show, you know if it gets really dire around the Crowley house, the speaking gigs dry up, sales don't come in anymore, anything like that, I'm going to Home Depot. I'm getting a $4,000 lawnmower, and I'm putting flyers up on everybody's mailbox, and I'm going to mow lawns every day. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive my kids to school, and I'm going to pick them up at the end of the day. And I don't give a rat's ass what people think. I'll drive an old jalopy truck. I got a miracle baby in Children's Hospital for 172 days. She's living. She's fighting every single day. What am I going to do, not fight? What am I going to do, give in, go on welfare? Hell no, and you don't either. Look, we have a message to get out to the masses. Do you believe that? Do you receive that? Do you even believe that you're worthy enough to get your message out to the masses? So my question, if the answer is yes, which it is, here's my follow-up question for you. Why aren't you doing it? Because you don't know how. True? Because you don't know how. Or you do know how, but the pain of taking that first step is just too great right now. It feels like just lifting your leg feels like it weighs 200 pounds just to put it right in front of you. And I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, I'm here to tell you that if you just get the one leg out in front of the other, good things are going to happen. I promise you. I can't even, I'm trying to envision what's going through your mind right now. Right, maybe you've been through a divorce, bad relationship, bankruptcy, something in your family, in your life, maybe bad childhood, I don't know, okay? But everybody's got something, all right? And I'm not here to minimize that part at all. Trust me, I'm not here to minimize that. But damn, you're stuck in the quicksand if that's what's keeping you down. if you're driving while looking in the rearview mirror, that ain't good for anybody. That's not good for you, but that's not good for anybody who wants to hear your message either. You've got a powerful message inside of you, and you're allowing your past to sabotage your future success. There's no secret. There just is no secret. You want to find success, it leaves clues. It leaves clues. I've got clues for you. Zig Ziglar's got clues for you. Tony Robbins has clues for you. Whoever your mentor is, we all have clues for you to just kind of put together, certainly to make your first million. And that's the hardest part. After that, you're going to be like, damn, that was easy. That was easy. Let me help you out a little bit. Find new friends. Okay, just get some new friends, because let me tell you, there is nothing, and I tell my kids this every single day. My 13-year-old is talking about, she had a conversation yesterday with some kids because they have to pick out their classes for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade in the next few months, but they can change it. You know, 10th, 11th, and 12th, they can change it every year if it's not what they want. I'm like, wow, you got to pick out your classes for the next 4 years? Yeah, but that's subject to change. I get that. But then she says, a lot of the kids in class want to get a job, want to be a teacher. I said, Malin, you don't have to go to college. And she said, I know. I told a couple of kids, I don't even know if I'm going to go to college. I said, Madeline, Harry Truman, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Michael Dell, none of them finished college. Sam Crowley, add them to the list. Now, you should go to college if you know exactly what it is you want to do. If you want to run a business, go major in economics or business management, whatever that is. Go to a great school that's going to teach you how to do it, because you're going to incur $200,000 worth of debt doing that, okay? Now, if you don't know what you want to do, stay as far away from the front doors of a higher education university as you possibly can until you know what it is you want to do. It makes so much sense, but these kids and their parents are going to go off to college, and then right now we have 750,000 college graduates doing one of three things, all right? Waiter, waitress, parking lot attendant, cashier. All right, those three jobs make up almost 750,000 college graduates in the United States. All right, my daughter is not going to be one of them. So I said, Madeline, you're smart. Okay, you're a high honor student, and you're already saying, I don't even know if I want to go to college. You don't have to. You can work in my business. You can start your own business. You can take a year off and then go to college when you're 19. Here's the bottom line. You can do whatever it is you want to do, honey. You can do whatever it is you want to do, honey. You can do whatever it is you want to do, honey. So you know what my message is for you today? You got it. You ready for it? You can do whatever it is you want to do, honey. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.